I said, I'd build me a house. He said, well, you can have every one you want. All you got to do. I said, no, I don't want you to give them to me. I want to buy them. I said, if you sell them to me by the thousand, I said, I'd like to buy them. He said, well, I'll sure sell them to you. He said, they've been getting $1.50 a thousand for this pine, this best pine. And I said, well, I'd love to have some of it. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $1.50 a day to ride after with Nathan in the woods there after my hogs and see. And he had lots of hogs and cattle out through there. So I said, okay. And I went out, I was out there out of this water and went back out there in the fall. And I helped him about 15 or 20 days. And every day I helped him, I got 1,000 feet of timber, you know. And so I got all the timber I wanted. And Mr. Ed Clark lived over there about 4 miles from there, and he had a little sawmill. Mm-hmm. And I hauled that stuff over there with my mules and wagon. I'd haul them logs, logged them, haul them over there, and he sawed the lumber all up for me, and I built my first house out of me. And I went down here to Hassenburg to Judge. He was the president of the bank down there, and I went down there to borrow money to build me a house. I said, build me a 5-room house with a porch on it. And I told him I wanted to borrow $100 to build my house with. And he laughed at me about that. He said, Kerry, he said, you can't build nothing with $100. I said, yeah, but here's the thing about it. I said, I got my logs all hauled and I got my lumber all sold. And I said, Mr. Clark sold it for me for $7 a thousand and stacked it out. And then he hired me to haul logs for him to pay for the sawing of the lumber. Mm-hmm. And I said, my brother's out there that's now come in, him and another fellow there, they made the boards for me for $4 a thousand. And shucks, I'd swap work with them and got that overpaid for, and I didn't need much money. And I built me a nice little house, boxed house. It was rough lumber, you know, except the doors and window facings and things. I hauled some cypress up here out of a break that we got up here, and my daddy had on his land. And I dressed that with a plane.
Tell me how the house looked when you walked in.
What?
How many doors were there off the porch? And you know,
where
was it laid out?
I had on the porch. The house was 32 feet long. This way. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a door went into this room down here, and a door went into one room up here. Then we had the doors inside the house, back for the other rooms, and back for the kitchen. You know, and the porch said no screen. Didn't have no screens. All we had to do was fight the flies, and they was there.
What did you call the different rooms?
We just called them rooms. And the kitchen and dining room. Had a little small kitchen in them. Then the table in another room, you know, as we called the dining room.
Uh-huh.
And then the bedrooms.
Okay. Was the kitchen built off at an angle, or was it?
No, it's built on the side, back on the back of the big rooms, and the other rooms up there. The kitchen and dining room was two of the rooms. And I had another bedroom, a small bedroom up on this side, and then these two big rooms. And that's all we had in the house.
What about this house here? How many rooms? What do you call the different rooms here?
Well, we call this the kitchen, and we call that the dining room, and we call that where my wife stretched out on that bed in there, living room. And then I got the other, there's a couple of bedrooms and the bathroom in here.
Uh-huh.
This side. Well, the fact of the business is, there's 3 rooms on that side over there.
Uh-huh.
Bedrooms, you know.
The bathroom this
way? Bathrooms in between the two main other rooms up
uh-huh.
there. A bedroom back there and a bedroom here and another bedroom up there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for living room?
No. Everywhere you was at in this country back them days when there wasn't no electricity and no nothing, well, every what room they had to, they built them a mud chimney to the house. And then what room that mud chimney was built to, that was the living room, because that's where they had to warm their feet in the wintertime.
Did they ever call it a sitting room, a front room, or anything?